our guest, and he is one of my favorite people. He is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. A blogger is with one G. He created the Corporation Nation. It's just a fabulous, fabulous video presentation. And since then, which he created way back in, 10 years ago, probably took him a couple of years to do it, to get the information. But anyway, Clint is great. I love him. He's my buddy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be, you thank God for you as well, because, you know, there are a lot of people that aren't interested in the truth. I know we call this the truth movement. I know we call all kinds of things, but there are people out there selling books, selling products, selling all these things, and those things a lot of times depend on lies. They depend on what I call the patriot mythology, depend on a lot of the lies we tell each other, because it makes us feel better and we don't face the truth. And what I really appreciate about you is that you're always open to the truth. You're always open to evidence. And that is so strange in this, even in this, all what we call alternative movement. I mean, I remember when I first started talking, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why are all these people talking about the Federal Reserve like it's something it's not? Right? What? So I look into it. I do all this research. I show that Ron Paul is lying through his teeth to people. I show Ron Paul to be a big fraud, and I show the Federal Reserve not to be what people say it is. And
it's a whipping boy. It's a whipping boy from Congress, right?
Well, I mean, it's no, like I said, it's no different than the post office. I mean, you everybody can do this, right? Go to Wikipedia, type in the phrase independent agencies of government. You're going to find every independent agency, including the Federal Reserve, and yet we're supposed to believe it's Congress created it, and the creator controls, right? That's the that's the foundation of law. The whole thing is just this ridiculous story, and it keeps getting parroted, and new documentaries are made parroting the old ones, and all the quotes are fake quotes. And when I told you that, you didn't treat me like everyone else did. You didn't try to ban me or censor me or not let me on the show. You actually looked. You actually said, well, wait, maybe there's something.
I looked at the
records. Exactly. You look at the congressional record. You can see all this stuff is not true. Right? It wasn't done on Christmas.
You know, everybody went away for the holidays. That is not true.
No,
look in the congressional record. You can see who did, who was there. They had a quorum. The House had a quorum. The Senate had a quorum. They had a quorum. The president signed it. Well,
he ran his campaign on signing it. I mean,
yeah.
Everything was wrong. The quote where he says, I'm a most miserable man, he didn't ever said that. They took half the quote from his book that he wrote, or it was a book on his speeches, and he made that speech way before he signed the Federal Reserve. So all these quotes, you tell people that, they refuse to retract because it's in their books and they got to sell books. And if they admitted that this whole story was false, they would they'd have to retract their books. They'd have to actually admit that they were wrong. And they have to. And yet here I am going, please, someone out there, prove me wrong. Well, I want to be wrong so I can be right. But that's not the way this whole so-called movement, truth movement, works. There is no truth. You know, there's no alternative to truth, by the way. Truth is truth. You can't have an alternative. So an alternative to the mainstream, which we know is a big fat lie, doesn't make me feel that much better after all this time in it. So, and I, you know, there's people out there, good people that are in this, like you. But unfortunately, the you know, we're relegated to.
Exactly, we're relegated.
We're really relegated down Yeah. If you tell the truth in this business, you're not going to do too well, and I can attest to that, you know. And
Right.
I give everything away for free, and I still can't. I mean, it's the whole thing is so pathetic. So anyway, that
But if the government
it
were
was
going
my rant.
to infiltrate an organization or an entity in order to spread things, rumors and things, which they pretty much admitted that they did, then it would be the alternative movement.
Unfortunately, yeah. And if I were if I were a private people who made a constitution and did all this stuff to protect my family and my interests, of course I would convince everybody else that the constitution was for them as well. No.
No,
Sorry.
it was for
I would
we the
convince.
people were the rich people
Well,
who went
and they
away
were the.
behind closed doors and wrote something for the rich people, for the
Exactly.
elite.
Exactly. And then they incorporated the rest of us, so
Exactly.
into Washington, D.C., outside of the United States. So, yeah, you gotta step back for a moment, and this really it goes towards the notion that if you think about it, I mean, it is a true statement to say if we didn't have that history, if we didn't have that fake history of the founding fathers, we didn't have the all the propaganda, all the history books, and all the documentaries, and the Hollywood versions of slavery, and the Hollywood versions of
Right.
this, we wouldn't have a country. There's the history is what actually gives these people any cr the credibility that they have comes from the history of their forefathers. Now, every president was related to each other. Every president is related to George Washington. Every president is related to the kings of England. All those people that signed the Constitution, yes, they were the nobility. They're all related, and they all came from the same family, the royals of Europe. Those are the people, and I don't know why people haven't figured that out. I don't know why there's still this. Again, I call it the patriot mythology, but if you were to control people, you would give them the idea. First of all, you take them away from God, because in the Declaration of Independence, what does it say? All men are created equal, which means in nature we're equal. It doesn't mean in legalism we're equal. It means in nature we have no status. We have no one's higher than anyone else. It's nature, right? And then they say that your rights are unalienable. It's the only time they ever use that phrase, unalienable, because that means God-given, that means inherent, that means that they're not sellable. And why did they put that in the Declaration of Independence? Because they were talking about themselves. Why did they create the Bill of Rights? Because they were talking about themselves and their right to bear arms, which is their heraldry, their family line, their bloodline. Now, everything else they said, I was funny, I was just writing about this to someone else. Everything else they said, they used the word inalienable. After that, it was always inalienable, inalienable this, inalienable that. And that means your rights, your inherent rights, can be sold, or traded in for legal rights.
Right.
And so if I was to control people, I would tell them your rights come from this little piece of paper, this piece of hemp parchment that we call the Constitution. I would convince you that your rights, your inherent rights, your God-given rights, don't come from God, don't come from the God of nature, the law of nature. They come from this piece of paper instead. And you see, the key to being a free man, male or female, is to understand your rights come from reality, God, not a legal document. Now, what's not understood by the same people, and any constitutional scholar will tell you, even Obama did a speech on this, I was surprised. He said, look, the Constitution does not give you any rights. If you're sitting there thinking that you have a right to carry a gun because the Constitution says you have the right to bear arms, you're sadly mistaken. First of all, it's not talking about guns, it's talking about your right, your blood right, because the law recognizes blood, or it recognizes non-blood, legal stuff, right? So if you believe that your right to bear guns, which they now have turned regular guns into firearms, which are like cannons and stuff like that. It's not your handgun is not even a firearm. It's like you're talking about like flintlocks and things with powder that go boom. You know, the whole thing is just ridiculous because you see the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they protect inherent rights, nothing else. Free speech, freedom of religion, those don't come from government. That comes from God. That comes from nature. That comes from being, from existence, from life, right? But if you can be made to believe that those rights are not inherent in you, right, that they weren't there before the United States existed, right, because that's when the Constitution happened. So, in other words, no man had these rights until the Constitution. Well, that doesn't make sense, does it? You see, they've convinced people and they've tricked people through religion and through the legal system to abandon God, to abandon their creator, and therefore abandon all inherent rights in order to accept legal rights or government-granted rights. And the only way you can do that is if you say, my natural, inherent, God-given rights are, in fact, sellable. In other words, inalienable. Now, if it was unalienable, none of this, if they would have kept that word, no, the United States couldn't even exist because no one could ever take anything from you that was not their due. They could, there's nothing they could do to you. They could not tax you. They could not do anything if all your rights are inherent. Because that means you have the right in every case to say no. And the only way that you know you're actually free, the only way that anyone can ever say I'm a free man, male or female, is the ability to say no at every turn. The choice to say no. And what the legal system does is it takes your choice away. That's what incorporation is. When you incorporate something, now you're under that law. Now you're under those rules. You're no longer in nature. You're no longer under God. You no longer have unalienable rights. Right? This goes back to even the communist notion, the Marxian notion, if you will, of being able to sell your labor. Right? They convinced you that your labor. Well, they convinced people way back when that your labor is again inalienable, meaning it can be sold. It's not unalienable. In other words, the product of your labor is inalienable. It can be sold. And therefore, we became wage slaves. We're paid to be used, right? That's what employment means. To employ something is to use. And now, everything that we make as employees, as people being used for their labor, guess what? We don't own anything. We're making all that for them. Everything, every scientific discovery, every cure, every disease for that matter, they're patenting it in their name, using our labor, using our brilliance, using our abilities, all because we don't understand the simple concept that our rights come from God, from nature, the law, that they're unalienable. And the way they hold power over us is that their rights are unalienable while they tricked us into agreeing, basically, contracting that's into a different set of law where they give us rights, like the right to be put in pain, punished, tax, license, and that's Title 42, Section 1981. If you care to look, that's your right, according to government, to be put in pain, taxed, licensed, and punished and extorted, right? But why would you agree to that? Why would you say, yeah, bring it on, I'll agree to that. Just give me, some benefits, a little Social Security, mark of the beast, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's where we're sitting. We're sitting on the cusp of this great understanding of who and what we are, that we are of God, we are of Jehovah, we are of the existence, that we are not legal entities, that we are not persons, we're not statuses, we're not legal things, we're not property. And until that happens, and until we give up this ridiculous notion that a piece of paper gives us the rights that nature provides us, that God gives us, we are stuck. And you know what? If you want to continue in personhood and the status that they've given you and have all those juicy little legal rights, you're going to take a vaccine. Because, you see, person have vaccines. You're not. But if you're going to continue acting as a United States citizenship, get all your benefits and all that, then you're going to have to submit to a vaccine. Why? Because the person that you're acting as, the status you're acting in society, in commerce, using their credit, their money, and all their copyrighted law and everything else, it's their property. And in order for you to use it, you're going to get it. You're going to get a vaccine. You're going to quit, to go back. Back to God, in other words, back to nature, back to reality, back to the law of nature, or you're going to get a vaccine. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that's how it's going to be. No amount of bickering or complaining or talking or radio showing is going to do anything. You're going to have a choice. And you walk away, give up, just like it says in the Bible, just like, I mean, it's a guide to what's happening now. It tells you what the law is and how to avoid all these legal things. I'm telling you, right now we're at that cusp. We're at that point where, as a society, but more importantly, individually, we have to make a choice. We go back to nature or we become transhuman.
That was very well said.
Sorry. Sorry, shall we tell jokes to lighten up the mood? Mushroom walks into the bar. Bartender says, "Hey, you're not allowed here." And Mushroom says, "Why not? I'm a fun guy." No?
Oh.
I tried. Fungi, you know, fungus.
Oh, fungi. Oh.
Hey. Yeah.
I don't get jokes sometimes. It just they go beyond me. Because I was thinking about, you know, the audit, the Fed. There's an audit every year.
The camper.
And they publish it, and you can see it. And all of the, you talk about corporations. And the corporatocracy took place pretty quickly after the so-called Civil War. That was the whole purpose for the Civil War was to impose a federal government on the entire nation because the people in the South decided that they wanted local rights. They wanted their individual freedoms. And Lincoln and his Marxist friends and Marx and Engels were very much on his side. 500,000 Marxists from the failed revolutions, the Marxist revolutions in Europe, came over and fought with the North. Now, that's got to tell you something. And then after that, then corporations were given the same rights as an individual. And they took those rights and this is what we ended up with.
Right. And God, that's really what, you know, that's really what incorporation is. You know, the more the states go under a federal rule, the more incorporated they become. In other words, right. The more choice they lose, right? The more independence they lose. But it's easier. And I'll tell you what, you can find hundreds, at least, of books on the subject of what's called the administrative state. You won't find books on the word corporation, but that's what it really is. But when you're talking about anything that's administrated, has to be a corporation. It can't
right.
be anything else.
With a CEO. Okay. We will be right back momentarily.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good.
All right, we are back with our wonderful guest today, Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Amazing going through this information. It just rings with truth and clarity, and it helps you to understand what's going on. It gives you the opportunity to make choices that knowledgeable choices. If you know what you're dealing with, then you can be prepared to make a choice that's good for you.
And you know, the other thing about this is, you know, if you believe your power comes from government, well then, guess what?
Right.
You have no power because they're the sovereign, and therefore you're powerless because it's always above the law. Right? King is always above the law. So this also gives you, you know, understanding your place in the world, in the universe, understanding that you're not a creation of the state, that you're an act of God, not an act of the legal system. That's where your power comes from. And trust me when I say government recognizes that power. That is when it sees a religious man. And in other words, a man religiously following the law of nature, law of God, well then It, you can't touch it. You can't contract with you. You know, this is why the Bible is so against all this stuff that we do in the legal system. Every legal word and every legal law is against the law of nature, the law of reality, the law of God. You can't act in fiction and also worship the God of nature. You just can't. It's just impossible. So your power to stop this stuff that we're talking about comes from within you, not from some external source, because you are part of existence. You are part of nature. It is your job. It is your duty. It is the purpose and meaning of life to keep life itself, to keep nature pure. It is your sustenance. It is your life force. It is what supports you. Government doesn't keep you alive. Government doesn't give you air. It doesn't give you food, although it does give you stinky cheese, right? It gives you soup, maybe. Gives you coupons for food, maybe give you some money. Government does not support you. Nature supports you. And the God... See, the problem is people separate these things. But it's all one. It's all one being. And if you're not acting as part of it, if you're not protecting that which is your creation, your creator, if you're not protecting that which sustains your life, if you're not keeping yourself and your children pure of all of these drugs and the pollution and everything, I mean, look, I don't know how to tell people this. There's you know, people think you're going to be judged after you die. The judgment happens now. If you poison your well, the judgment comes when you are poisoned by your own well because you've pissed in it. That's your judgment, right?
Right.
You're talking about something that's neutral. The law and laws of nature. There's no judgment going on. There's no good and evil. There's nothing. All of that stuff comes from us. We are the devil, or we are an angel, or we are this. But what we cannot continue to be is puppets with no natural master. We can't continue to be led by laws that we know are 100% against the law of nature. We can't allow this to keep happening. And the power to fight that, again, it's, you can't fight government with government law, government power. You have to have a higher power, a higher authority, a higher law. And I tell you right now that if you don't believe that government believes in God, because I assure you it does, everything it does is anti-God, therefore it must believe in God, and it defines what God is according to the ancient meaning of the word Jehovah, the name of God, right? A verb, which is self-existence. Finds him. The church called an act of God. What is an act of God? It's simply defined as an act of nature. That's it. Something that man is cannot predict, avoid, or has no part of. You're talking about acts of nature, earthquakes, storms, that sort of thing. This is a legal term that refers to Jehovah.
Clint, you keep cutting out. I wonder why.
I don't know. Am I still cutting out?
No.
Okay.
Weird. Oh, it's a Skype connection.
Stupid Skype.
Yeah, stupid Skype. Thanks, Clint. Yeah.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is just that your power comes from reality, not from the fiction that is the state. And you're never going to defeat the fiction. You're never going to destroy the matrix from within, are you?
No.
You can't do anything in the simulation. You have to be outside of it.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back with our guest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Xtendovite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendovite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendovite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendovite may just be for you. Xtendovite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendovite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Alrighty, we are back with our guest, Clint Richardson, and we are talking, about a lot of things. We're talking about the fact that government will not respond to us because we're not part of it. We have no rights under the Constitution. Our rights come from God, not from George W. Bush said was a GD piece of paper. So even he was, for once in his life, perhaps, he was being honest.
Well, he was being sincere, too, because he knows his rights don't come from the Constitution. He knows his rights are unalienable, and that the Constitution is only there as sort of an insurance policy to make sure that government can never take those rights away from he that has them inherently. Now, George Bush, you want to talk about the bloodlines? I mean, George Bush, he is, and John Kerry, who's his eighth cousin, when you look at their lineage, they go all the way back to Vlad the Impaler. They are not even cousins of the kings of England. They are direct descendants of 38 or 39 different kings.
Yikes.
I mean, it's freaking amazing when you look at it. I don't understand why people don't know this, because it's been out there for a long time. and that all presidents are related. Everybody that runs for president is related. Everybody in the Congress, in the Senate, was related to a cousin of Obama. I mean, it just amazes me that people don't know this. The problem, though, the problem is that we're and likes to hear this, but if you look up the word hypocrite, you get a really interesting definition, and it's simulation. So if I simulate that I am something, right, and I'm not actually acting the part, well, then I'm a hypocrite, right? I'm a simulator. The same thing. Only difference is perhaps that a hypocrite absolutely knows that he's a hypocrite, but a simulator maybe doesn't know that, you know, for instance, most Christians don't know they're hypocrites. They're not following the law of God. They're not following Christ in any way. They're worshiping Christ instead of God. And, you know, there's this whole problem going on there, because how else can corporate churches, you know, become so powerful? What? Unless they trick you into personifying and anthropomorphizing everything and taking everything literally, right? So you got to understand that we're all acting as hypocrites. Whether, you know, even if you're talking about being a so-called American, which none of you are, because your person exists in the United States, which is in Washington, D.C., which is not even part of the 50 states, not part of America, United States of America. You're talking about a district, you know, another word for Caesar or seizure, distraint and distress is how that's actually defined. You're under distress, you're under distraint, you're property, you're seized. Right? That's what district means. So if you look at what a hypocrite is, one who feigns to be what he is not. One who, and this is the important part right here, this is the part that is applying to us, because we believe our rights come from government, a piece of paper, instead of from God. One who has the form of godliness without the power. Or who assumes an appearance of piety and virtue when he is destitute of true religion. Now, true religion doesn't mean what most people think it is. We're all involved in false religions, corporate religions, right? Religions are persons too, corporations. So, you know, even the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church are corporation souls. You know that.
Oh, yes. That was one of the first things when I was the Family History Center director. We had 50 volunteers that worked at the Family History Center. It was very, very, very busy one. It was one of the top 10. And when I would deposit the weekly deposit, it went into the corporation of the president. And I thought, what?
Well, the official title is the Corporation of the President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yeah.
Right. And then when I started, I did a research, talking about genealogy, I did a big research project, and all of the people that are in leadership positions currently in that church are descendants and or closely related to the initial leaders of the church, often in the very same organization like Sunday school or whatever. And so it's really kind of a family business.
Well, but you got to understand, there's no difference between that and government.
There's no difference.
Yeah, these are they're allowed to exist in that way because of their family. And if you think about it, I mean, let's face it, that's what all governments are. Governments are they're corporations that consist of families. And another word for corporation is family. You know, that's unfortunately that's true. You can look it up. Corporation and family are similar terms, right? Because you're talking about, you know, your family of employees. We use the term all the time. We just don't think about it, right? So if you're considering any one of you listening, who are you going to leave in your will? Who are you going to leave everything to? Maybe you have a business. Who are you going to leave the business to? You're going to leave it to your family. Right? I mean, that only makes sense. So it doesn't make sense to think that someone created this so-called country with any other intention than their own family. It doesn't make sense. And if they would have done that, they would have said that. You see, it's very important to understand that we are not the people. We are not we the people. We are not them because we gave up that right. If we have the right, we gave it up and we accepted legal rights which are non-inherent, and they're practicing their own law, their own private law. It's so important to understand this. And again, it's why you have no power as a quote-unquote citizen. You can't fight government while under government. It's impossible. Hypocrite, again, one who has the form of godliness without the power. In other words, one who is claiming to be a Christian or claiming to be a patriot, or but you're not doing anything. I mean, if you're claiming to be like the founding fathers, shouldn't you be in a war by now? Because right. I guarantee you, when I redid the Declaration of Independence, and I said, okay, let's take the Declaration of Independence and compare how it is today with the United States. Let's replace the king with the United States or the president, or you know, but mostly the kingdom, right? The entire structure that is the executive department. Let's compare the Declaration of Independence and the grievances, and let's see, is it worse today than it was when the states or the colonies were fighting the king and the king was forcing them to use the king's money so they could never get ahead? Well, that's what the United States is doing. States can't print their own money, so we have to use federal money, right? We, you know, you look at the grievances and they're nothing compared to what the United States has done to us today, has done to the states. Nothing. I would rather live back then. Honestly, I mean, it's like if you look at the grievances, you'll find that they're nothing, because now we have all this technology. We have a standing army. One of the biggest complaints was that the king had a standing army, and yet he has a military base, and the presence of a military base is a sign that you're under martial law. You're under control. Nothing about what the king was doing to the colonies is any different than what the United States is doing to the states. And that should be a big lesson to people, because it's the same people. It's the same family, right? It's just a franchise. It's just a franchise of the crown, basically. So you got to think, if you're truly a patriot, you know, if you think about what Pat Riot, a patriot, well, right. Okay, you're a force to be reckoned with, but you're not acting. You're Pat. That's what Pat means. So you've got all these people that are patriots. Pat, you have a Pat Riot. You have a riot that's not happening. You have a bunch of people claiming to be something, but they're not actually rioting. Right? And then you have people who claim to be Christians that aren't following the law of God, not following the Bible, they're not doing anything that has to do with the Bible, because they're following the church corporation, which lies to them at every turn and steers them away from God, doesn't even teach them the name of God. So this whole thing, when you're talking about true religion, right, one who assumes a piety and virtue when he is destitute of true religion, that's a hypocrite. True religion is actually the law of God. The Bible spells out the law of God, which is self-evident. It's charity, it's forgiveness, it's all these different things. But it's also keeping yourself pure from artificial things. No lies. Live in the truth. Do not take flattering titles. Do not even take a name. Because the name is not, it's not your own. It's a person, place, or thing, right? A name is a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. Well, persons, places, or jurisdictions. A person is a status and a thing is a property. No, you shouldn't have a name. If you do have a name, it's what they call your Christian name. You shouldn't have a surname, which attaches a legal name to the Christian name, and therefore you're a hypocrite. You've abandoned your Christian name. You're not acting under it, and you're acting under the full name or the legal name. See, that's how this whole system works. And you're assuming a false appearance. That's what hypocrisy means. That's what we're all doing. I'm doing it. You're doing it. Everyone's doing it because we're acting We're acting as United States citizens. We're acting as subjects of government when the whole history and the whole thing is founded on free men starting a government to protect their freedom, and yet we've given up our freedom in exchange for what? A franchise? An artificial sense of security? Credit? The ability to make money? To harm each other? These are our benefits. We can harm each other and have insurance. We can do all these things. See, we're not acting as we should, and that's the problem. And again, if you're so hung up on this founding father story and the wars that were fought, then by all means, you should be in a quorum right now, creating your own constitution, creating your own Declaration of Independence.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good idea.
I mean, why don't each of us come up with our own Declaration of Independence? Why does it need to be more than me? why can't I do my own?
Sure.
And the answer to that is, well, because I'm a U.S. citizen. I have a certain law that I must follow, and I cannot follow the law of God. I am kept from following the law of the Bible. And what's so important about that is that the Bible is listed as part of the common law. It is the foundation of all the maxims of law that are good, that are on your side, until you contract. And then you lose, you sell those rights, right? All those maxims of law, a lot of the sayings we use come straight from the Bible. We don't even know it. And that's why I keep telling people the Bible is a book of law. It is the common law. If you don't obey it and you accept artificial things, anything from personhood to titles to contracts to money to... then yeah, you're stuck. You can't. You must be hypocritical to your own belief system. You certainly cannot worship Jehovah. You certainly cannot follow Jesus Christ, which is the law of God personified to tell the story. You can't follow the law of God if you are under the legal law, which is it's anti-Christ. It's anti-God. It's anti-nature. It's right. The purpose for its existence.
Right.
So we have no power, is the point. It relies on us being men of God, and we are not. We are hypocrites, and therefore we have no power. We have the form of godliness without the power.
Wow.
We don't have the truth. And
it sounds like an
religion?
Open mic somewhere.
What's that?
Sounds like an open mic somewhere.
I hear that too.
Okay, we've got an open mic. Ken, do we have something else going on? Ken? Yo! Speaking of names, and let me backtrack just a moment. When I was the director of the Family History Center, because it was such a large Family History Center, we had special collections. And there was one special collection on microfiche, and it had 6 million names on it. And I received a notification from the leadership in Salt Lake to immediately box that up and send it back to them because the Israeli government kind of made this demand. Now,
was that when they said, please don't do,
baptism
for the dead?
Baptism
for the dead.
What?
Yes, they were like, don't do it for us. We didn't give you permission to do that.
However, the problem is that there was no 6 million dead.
Right.
Those records came from the Israeli government, from the official Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, I remember that.
So if the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, were doing this, you have to provide proof. You can't just submit a name. You have to prove birth date, death date, that kind of thing. Well, if you can't prove that, you cannot submit that name for that particular ordinance. So it would have given away the entire theory about 6 million dead. Well, and another thing, of course, is that there was never 6 million under the jurisdiction of Germany to begin with, and most of the Jewish people were moved east into Azerbaijan and other places in Russia before the U.S. and Germany were in war.
So I tell you, to end any doubt that I ever had about all of this.
Oh, we'll have old.
John. Okay, go ahead.
We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All right. We are back with our guest, Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Okay, pick up where you left off. Where was that? Where were we? We were talking about the 6 million. And then that was for the dead. And
what changed my whole, you know, I was confused, didn't understand, and the next day I was perfectly clear. And it was a book by John Glad, who's very well respected in both worlds, real respected. And he wrote a book called Jewish Eugenics. If you haven't read that book.
Oh, yes, I have that book.
Oh, my God. It tells you everything, and especially, you know, because my question is, what is a Jew? I still don't really understand what the hell is a Jew. Now, in the Bible, they didn't really use the word Jew. They used these old words, which were Yahudi and or Yehudim and Eudios. And these terms were defined not only by Christ himself, you know, the allegory, the story, but also it was a known sort. It's a known sort of term, and all it means is those that are opposed to Christ. That's what it means. Those who are opposed, which means those who are opposed to the new, because, you know, the Old Testament, of course, allows everything from usury to eye for an eye to everything, whereas the new law is forgiveness, no money, no usury, no nothing, which is the foundation of the Jewish law, right? Mm-hmm. So really all it means in the only important thing you need to know is that to say you're a Jew is not a race, it's not a religion, it's not anything. According to Jewish scholars, it's not anything except what the Bible really says. And to them, it's sort of like a corporation. It's a mutual benefit corporation. A couple families, you know, get together and agree to be organized, basically. So the way he... But what really got, when the Prime Minister of Israel, and it was Ben-Gurion, I think, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
When he said publicly that anyone who says they are a Jew is a Jew, right? Because he goes through the different stages where at first it was, well, if your mother was a Jew, and then it was if you're into Judaism and this, or it was both, or it was none at all. And then the Prime Minister basically comes out and says, yeah, I mean, if you say you're a Jew, you're a Jew, right? Because there's no such thing. It doesn't exist as a real thing, right? It's not real. You're a man. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing more. If you accept the title, well, then, yeah, you pretend to become this fictional character, you know, Christian or Jew or Muslim, but there's no such thing. They don't exist. It's to say you're a Jew means absolutely nothing. But what happened is the funny part, because when he said that, oh, hallelujah, all the Ethiopian Jews, all the black
right,
came over to Israel.
And they didn't want them. That.
Nope, they so they're sterilized them.
Yes. Okay, we are at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.